a donation serving the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare unto you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 tell us what the gospel is, how that Jesus died for our sins according to Scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Thank God the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart, in your mouth, is a word of faith which I preach. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Welcome to this audio on this Tuesday afternoon in the office at my home in Plano, Texas. For two or three, four days, in my heart has been these words, the shout of faith. I thought, where have I heard that? The shout of faith. Well, I started thinking what God had done in my life. 2008, Hebrews 13:15, God started me speaking these words. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, and is the fruit of our lips, giving praise unto his name. Thank God. Over the past years, I found myself praying, thank God, 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 thank God. I could tell I was getting stronger, but I never considered that being a shout of faith. Thank God, I would say. Well, I knew it had to be faith, but somehow I didn't call it a shout of faith. So God is pressing me more and more to speak and say the shout of faith. Hallelujah! That's a shout. Praise the Lord. It takes faith to do it. You can't do it. Oh, you can once. And I can do it a whole bunch. I pray for people frequently. And I say, loose them, 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 loose them. Guess what that is? A shout of faith. Yeah, shout of faith. Loose them, 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 loose them. Shout of faith, friends. Hallelujah. Now, God has brought me to a place. Clap your hands, all my people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah! Well, you think that's not triumph? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. Well, I'm gaining much ground over wicked spirits. That's what I fight. And God is causing me to speak more. Shout of faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And clap my hands. You know, Ezekiel 6, it talks about clapping your hands and stomping your foot. Guess what? For years, I've cast out devils clapping my hands. That's why the devil hates a hand clap. Yeah, because if it's a clap of faith, the devil has to go. Thank God. Well, I've been highly blessed in my lifetime with certain people. Lydia Prince, I met in 1970. Sometime, 71, 2, 3, I'm not sure. Lydia told me how she walked up to a man in a wheelchair. Derek was with her, with us when she told that. And she walked up behind this man in a wheelchair and she roared. Faith. A roar of faith came out. The guy was healed. Amen. Now, Kathy Mai tells me that when Terry Mai went to heaven, he went with a loud roar of faith, and up he went to heaven. Well, that should not offend you that Terry didn't have to take chemotherapy, but God had mercy and anointed him to come to heaven, and with a roar, he roared and went to heaven. Thank God. Then Jesus, with a loud voice, spoke, right? What was that, Kathy?
That is Matthew 27:50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost.
See, Jesus cried with a loud voice, a voice of faith. A shout of faith gave up the ghost. It's what Terry Mine did. Why should you be offended? It's what Lydia Prince told me about. Look what Stephen did. Acts what, 7?
Acts 7, verse 59 and 60. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had thus said, he fell asleep.
Shout of faith. Shout of faith. Went to heaven. What's wrong with that? Oh, do you people need to repent of your pride? Yeah. Well, let me tell you. I was sharing with Kathy D a little few minutes, 30 minutes ago. I actually called her, told her that God was what was in my heart about a shout of faith. And I talked to Anthony, David, and Paul about it. Shout of faith! So you think I've gone crazy, huh? Well, they thought Jesus went crazy. His family did. Well, I'll be nice. But KD said, well, Wigglesworth talked about a shout of faith. I said, where? Find it. She did. She's going to tell you about it. Hallelujah! You ready?
I'm ready. It said this was a man that had tuberculosis, and he said the man was helpless. He was nothing but a man of bones with skin stretched on him. There was no life to be seen. Everything in him spoke of decay. And I said to him, and that's Wigglesworth speaking, "Will you shout?" You remember that at Jericho, the people shouted while the walls were still up. God has like victory for you if you will only believe.
Amen. Do you want to read about Jericho?
Sure will.
Hallelujah. Man, you know what? That's okay, D. Get ready. When you're preaching, and it's right, I'm going to be on my feet saying, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord." And everybody that's with me, you better get ready, because I expect you to, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah." Don't sit there like a closed vessel.
Amen. And that won't bother me at all.
Oh, it better not. I know it won't. Yeah.
Said
it would.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Joshua 6:1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, "See, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. You shall compass the city, all you men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him."
And that's what they did.
And that's exactly what they did.
With faith.
With faith.
A shout of faith. Water blippers, get ready. You're coming out of your Baptist, Methodist, Catholic skins. You're going to shout. I had to come out of mine. I'm not all the way out, but I'm working on it. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, you know this offends the devil. So, if you're offended, you got a devil in you that needs to come out. Thank God. Well, Katie, don't you think I've said enough for Tuesday afternoon? Well, I do. And from office in my home, Plano, Texas, hallelujah! See you, Waterfly. Enter. God bless. Good day. Doyle Davidson.